What would you call the tallest and largest buildings in town?
In Bainbridge? Mm-hmm. The courthouse. Mm-hmm. And which I believe is the tall. And Alberta Crate, which is a factory.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tall. The supper plant
mm-hmm.
is a big industry.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly on the square is the big old buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tall.
What would you call large buildings in a pretty big city, say like Atlanta or Jacksonville, Miami, something like that?
Large buildings?
Really big ones. Say, maybe in New York, really tall buildings. That's okay. You know, whatever might come to mind.
I've got it inside on the tip of my tongue, but I can't get it out.
Something maybe sometimes so tall they might touch the sky or something.
Skyscrapers? No.
Well,
it's not really a skyscraper, but it's.
What would you call these tall apartment buildings? Would you have a name for that?
Complexes.
What would you call a passageway between homes and apartment buildings?
Like the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Main entrance.
What would you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?
The destruction. Well, it wouldn't be called that.
Mm-hmm.
Torn down buildings. They have one over here in the old Bainbridge High School.
Mm-hmm.
They've recently torn that down and it still remains bricks and things laying around.
Mm-hmm. Say, on a street, if you had a building and then another building and then a place where there was no building at all, maybe a couple of bricks and pieces of lumber laying around, then another building, what would you call that place right there?
I know it would look like a trash pile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
The water fountain.
What would you call a place where you might get some water in a park or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, at Yates Springs, they have a pumping well
mm-hmm.
that you can get fresh water from.
Mm-hmm.
But in the park,
mm-hmm.
it would be like a little spigot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What would you call a place where you might get water, say, in your house, say, in the kitchen?
The water faucet.
What kinds of different kinds of cars and trucks would you have? Say, not name brands, but just, you know, different kinds. Say, you might have one with two doors or four doors or something.
Like the Ford trucks,
uh-huh.
the Love,
yeah.
which is a two-door,
uh-huh.
and then the cars. Nova, Electric, you don't want the names. Four door.
Mm-hmm.
Now I also have two door.
What would you call what kind of truck would, say, somebody use to carry lumber? Say a farmer might use to carry produce or something like that. What would you call that?
Well, out on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
We live on a farm with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it the truck.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The trucks.
Yeah. Could you describe the truck?
Well, they have a big front, which has a lot of gears, and a big wooden
mm-hmm.
part in the back to throw peanuts or corn or anything in, which is real big. And they also have steel
mm-hmm.
haul trucks where you hook it up to the trailer hitch.
Mm-hmm.